tomorrow's newsmakers in the Capital City. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. It's 6:09 on this sunny and cool evening here in Lansing. On today's show, we're going to talk about propofol. This is the drug that prosecutors say killed Michael Jackson. I'll have an expert here to tell me exactly what it is and whether any person should ever use it outside of a hospital setting. And also, a state lawmaker is saying that we now need to require schools to say the Pledge of Allegiance. We'll talk about that bill that he's proposing and what really do students gain from saying the Pledge of Allegiance every day. But first, the big news today is that unionized state workers have announced that there is a tentative contract that has been reached with the state. Five unions negotiating together this year, which is the first time that's happened. One of those is the Michigan State Employees Association, which represents up to 4,000 workers. And President Ken Moore joins me to talk about the latest. Welcome to the program, Ken.
Thank you.
So, you know, the state was looking to get $145 million in concessions from workers as part of the budget, although from what I understood, those cuts were achieved through departmental reorganization. So did this new contract agreement not include any real concessions from workers?
The contract agreement was for the successor agreement that we had a one-year extension on the current contract. We have not agreed to any concessions. Although it is a concessionary time, we did come to the table, as you mentioned, as five state unions and bargained what we consider to be a reasonable contract in the climate that exists with the economics.
Well, what are the key points then in this tentative contract that you can give us a sense of how the unions made out here?
Well, most importantly, as we set jointly bargaining our contract, we're able to establish relations with the employer, the governor, and his administration that we are here to be part of the solution, as we have been very proactive in these trying times attempting to bring resolution to the table. I believe as we walk from the table with a tentative agreement, we've achieved that mission. Yet today we stand in solidarity, pleading to the administration to work with us to achieve cost savings in state government.
Can you give me some of the details of the tentative contract? I mean, were there any points where the unions stuck to something that they didn't want to bend and they got their way?
Well, as I just mentioned, most importantly, we have some letters of understanding that we both have committed to, the employer as well as the unions, in working together. We have a healthcare joint committee, and we have a new solutions committee that we've been very proactive in, and we truly believe that we can bring cost savings and operations to state government via the front lines.
Well, I know part of what the unions were calling for was a reduction in the number of managers in the state infrastructure. Is that something you think that is actually going to occur now?
We have no commitment. Understand this, that staffing ratios is not necessarily a prohibited subject of bargaining. We've brought some concerns to the employer, to the administration, and the governor's office on the ratios that exist. At no time are we here to say that we want adverse impact on management. But at the same time, we want reasonable staffing levels, and we've brought those issues to the administration, and I believe they are aggressively addressing those. They have not made a commitment that they're going to reduce those numbers, nor would we feel that we have the empowerment to make that happen. What we have said is these are alarming to us, and they don't seem reasonable. What we have done jointly is come to an agreement that has brought cost savings to the state of Michigan, and we consider it to be a reasonable package. There are some wage compensations in there. There are some insurance shifting in the 80-20 as the climate exists.
Mm-hmm. Well, but those would be concessions then on the union's part.
Yes, we were in agreement to what we have, yes.
And in terms of wages, was there anything defined that's going to be coming out of this tentative contract?
We have a base wage increase, and we have a lump sum for a two-year agreement, yes.
No kidding. So an actual wage increase was agreed on by the state?
Yes.
Is there any imaginable reason that workers would not ratify this contract, in your view?
We are aggressively, I know the other four units are working as well. This past day and a half, we are up against the challenge of having our membership ratify this. There are several steps that we have to take to make that happen. In economic times, I think that the general membership and the perceptions that we're receiving this afternoon even is that the membership is willing to ratify this contract.
I'm talking to Ken Moore. He's the president of the Michigan State Employees Association, one of the five unions that negotiated with the state and has today announced that there is a tentative contract with the state. You know, I wonder, in terms of this $145 million of concessions, it seemed surprising that the state was able to get that money through its reorganization without actually having the unions concede that. Is that, in fact, what occurred there?
Well, keep in mind that it's, concessions are something that can be achieved in many different ways. It doesn't have to be in a dollar factor. Efficiencies is what we are requesting with the governor and the administration, and I believe today the administration and the governor are willing to work with us to achieve their targeted need for shared sacrifice.
You know, the initial impression was that the state and workers were actually at odds with each other, and there wasn't a lot of real negotiation occurring. In fact, there was a long period without negotiations even beginning. Are you saying that ultimately the state was very responsive to your call and the union's call to change things?
What I'm saying is that the administration is listening to our concerns, and the administration, I believe, as well as all five unions, walked away from the table with a tentative agreement and a good faith commitment to continue. Our commitment to work toward savings and cost efficiencies with state government continues on to days in the future. And I think that's the most important piece.
You know, we've seen this major reduction in the last 10 years of the number of state workers. And there's definitely a push, whether you look at the education system or you look at parts of corrections, to privatize certain parts of the governmental role. Do you expect that effort to continue and the number of workers to continue dropping over the coming years?
The efficiencies of staffing is very alarming. And as we've pushed, since the governor was as governor-elect, we've solicited to be part of the solution, not a casualty of the action. We have a $2.1 billion service contracts in the state of Michigan, and we're encouraged that the administration is willing to look at those for cost efficiencies and review to see if we can come to a better arrangement that may be more efficient. We're not encouraged to think that everything's going to be contracted out. In these times, sometimes that's the easier way to do it. Long-term fixes take a little more effort than that.
And this contract, how many years does it cover?
This is a two-year agreement.
I see. So,
and we agreed to that on both sides with the fact of not knowing what tomorrow has, and making a longer-term agreement can be more of a projection process than an actual process.
Lawmakers were saying that this year's budget was a dramatic shift that would avoid future major deficits and cuts. Do you expect negotiations and contracts moving ahead then to be fairly stable and similar to the one that we saw this year?
What I'm here to say to that is we as a coalition of unions are committed to continue to work with the administration. And with that commitment, and we share that commitment with the employer and the governor's administration, that they are willing to work with us to achieve the needs at hand.
You're saying that Governor Snyder has been listening to your demands and your requests, and he's responsive to them. And this Republican government and his administration is actually working very well with you. Is that essentially it?
As you mentioned earlier, the early parts of negotiations weren't so promising, but after a lengthy negotiation process, I believe all parties have walked away from the table with the commitment to work together.
And finally, the timeline moving ahead, how soon will the voting begin and the expected ratification of this contract?
We all expect to have our ratifications completed before the December 7th Civil Service Commission, which it would have to be approved.
I see. President Ken Moore, he's the president of the Michigan State Employees Association, representing up to 4,000 workers. Thank you very much for joining me, Ken.
Thank you. Have a good night.